At the very time, the prayer of these two suppliants was heard in the glorious presence of Almighty God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So to catch us up, okay, before we do that, I want to preface this all by admitting before you that I am going to be guilty of presumption here. Presumption. I, in what I'm about to say, am guilty of presuming, though not on my own goodness or my own greatness or anything like that, but rather see that I'm presuming upon the divine providence, upon God's own divine prayer and need and desire for his people, not on my own goodness. And before we get into that, let's explain what we've gone over, because not all of you have been here Monday and Tuesday and today to be able to know what we're talking about. We're talking about here the book of Tobit, one of the best books, most exciting books in the entirety of sacred scriptures, and it's very short, a beautiful story. You can read it all tonight if you want to get through it and not have to wait to see what unfolds tomorrow and Friday and the next days. It's beautiful, and not a single one of our Protestants knows this story because they've kicked it out of the Bible. But it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And so what happened there was we heard on Monday night how Tobit was an amazing, righteous man who loved God above all things and cared nothing for the opinion of other people, so much so that he was willing to risk his own life so that he could go and bury the dead, knowing that if he was discovered, the government would come and take his own life for doing that. Yesterday, we saw how this man who had done that became blinded. And then because of that, the evil which is in his own heart came out, and he accused his own wife of being a thief. She pointed that out to him, and that's why he's praying now, because she cut him to the quick, and he realized that he wasn't as holy as he thought he was before. Now when he's praying, and when this other woman, Rachel, is praying here, we see that the two of them are suppliants, meaning they're putting their whole lives before God and their whole being in his presence and saying, look, God, I have the most pitiable state of all people are insulting me, and they're insulting you because of it, God. Just take my life. Let me die so that I do no more wrong before people. Have any of us ever been there? Place where we thought maybe our life isn't worth it anymore because of the struggles that we're having, or because the way people are insulting us, because the difficulties we are enduring, or we as a people, or my family, as people are coming against me. Have you felt that? Well, God has something to say here. What does he say at the very end of our passage today? He says, at that very time, meaning the very time when the prayer of these two suppliants, when Tobit and this beautiful young woman, Sarah, were there before God, with the moment when they both were praying, their prayer was heard at the same moment in the glorious presence of Almighty God. And even at that moment, unknowns to them while they still suffered, unknowns to him while he was still blind and suffering in his way, and she, when she was still being ridiculed and would continue to be ridiculed for a long time thereafter, God was already answering their prayer. Now for the presumption. At the very same moment, when many people were suffering in sin, when many souls did not have the Eucharist celebrated, at the same moment when other souls were languishing in their own sins and needed a priest to come hear their confession, when same souls didn't have some, were living in sin because they had no one to announce to them the horrible nature of their living together, before they could have their annulments fixed, before they could have their marriages witnessed, God heard their prayer. But at the same time, when there was a young man who was praying, God, do you want me to be a priest? Is that your call in my life to serve you in this way? Because if it is, willing to do anything, to give up anything for that. At that same moment, in the very glorious presence of God Almighty, all those prayers were heard and were being answered. In fact, even all those prayers which are yet to be made. Isn't that a glorious thing? To think about that. To think about all those prayers, because God lives in the eternal present, and the future and the past and the present are all present in that same moment to God. So he can hear all those prayers at the same time and already begin to answer them in his eternal divine providence. What that should do in our lives is to give us a confidence. A confidence that God at every single moment knows what's going on and is able to control all futures and all pasts and all presents in the same moment and bring them to fruition because he cares. I'm a testament to that. I'm a priest. Today we celebrate my third anniversary. You, each one of you, are a testament to that, because you would not be able to be here in the place where you are if God had not heard a prayer that was offered for you, a prayer that was offered by you, a prayer that in the future one day will be offered on your behalf. God is hearing those prayers at the same moment. Trust in God. He's glorious and unbounded by time and exists in all eternity. And because of that today, we have three new priests who celebrate their third anniversary today. Father Dominic Pearson, the pastor of Sacred Heart in Española. We have Father Felipe Valadez, who is pastor of, I just forgot where he is. It's just outside of Berlin, beautiful little community out there. Father Christopher Burnaby, who is temporarily pastor of Fort Sumner and Vaughan. God hears our prayers and at every moment. And as an example for divine providence, we should have deep and profound trust in him. That maybe we can't see the way in which he's working out our struggle. We can't even know the way in which right now in our moments it feels like the weight is too heavy to bear, or like, how is God even going to be glorified in the situation that I've gotten myself into, or my body, how it's failing in some way, or my family that is completely apart from the church. At the same moment, God is hearing your prayer and his own divine prayer, and is already, through the ministry of the one angel who nobody in this room is named after, Saint Raphael, which means God is my remedy or God is my healer, is already working it out. In this Mass, put all of your tristezas, sus ansiedades, sus problemas, put all those things right there on the altar and let God work them out. Because I promise you, at this same moment, he hears your prayer and the prayer of the one who, for whom you are praying, is already working it out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.